أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين صدق الله العظيم. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions the reward of going out in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, making mujahada in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls upon the ummah of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O believers, كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ Become the Ansar, become the helpers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we look at those believers who had been called in the initial stages, the first recipients of this call of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, undoubtedly they were the Sahaba of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had not faltered. They had left no stone unturned in the defense of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the defense of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They suffered persecution. They were the ones that were dragged on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama, ostracized by their families, etc. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called upon them to become the Ansar, to become the helpers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as the people, the Sahaba of Makkah Mukarrama, the Muhajireen were concerned, they had made every effort. And then we will find that the second respondents to this call were the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara from the Aus and Khazraj, that they had come to Makkah Mukarrama for their Hajj, and then they had brought Iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They pledged to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, par excellence, they fulfilled the promises that they had made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives an example. Kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lil hawariyin. Like Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, the son of Maryam, said to the Hawariyin. Al-Hawariyin are those people who were true in their faith, unadulterated. There was absolutely no lapse, no deficiencies insofar as their iman was concerned. And they refer to the disciples of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were 12 in number. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, or he asked them, Man ansari ilallah? Who are my helpers to Allah Rabbul Izzat? In other words, who is going to come to my assistance? And the response was that they had agreed to come to the help of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala al-hawariyuna, nahnu ansarullah. The hawariyun, the disciples of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, said, we are the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had in His wisdom raised Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam up to the skies. Now there were two groups at the time when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was on the surface of this earth. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةُ There was one group from the Bani Israel that had brought iman in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there was one group that had made kufr and disbelieved in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had delivered the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the Hawariyun had said that they have brought iman, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam sent them to the lands of Asham, the Levant, and asked them to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was resurrected, when he was lifted up to the sky, then those that believed in Isa alayhi salatu was salam, also some of them committed disbelief. There were those that rejected Isa alayhi salatu was salam. There were those that believed in him. But then there was some kind of ghulu, overemphasis, exaggeration in the status of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam in the hearts of his followers. Some of them called him Allah. So when he was resurrected and he was taken up into the sky, then they began to say Allah had come down onto the earth for a short while and now Allah is no more with us. So they had elevated Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam to the ranks of Allah. Then there was another group that began to say, no, he is not Allah himself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah, he sent his son in the form of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And now when Isa alayhi salatu was salam was elevated, they began to say that the son, Allah had called his son back, and hence Isa alayhi salatu was salam has gone. And then there was that one group that remained firm on the belief, that believed that Isa alayhi salatu was salam was the servant and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as time went by, the other groups fought them and they became as though they were non-existent. Allah says, فَأَيَّدَنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ. Allah assisted those who had brought iman upon the enemies, who remained firm on the iman. فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. And then they became dominant on the earth. Some of the commentators say that this group remained until the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come, then they had joined and they brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this group that believed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the servant and the Rasul and the Messenger of Allah, they became dominant on the earth with the help of Allah, Allah's Nusrat, and the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why some of them said that when the fitna of Dajjal will begin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam down and he will fight Dajjal himself. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show how the believers and the mu'mineen, that he was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel and he will come. Dajjal is from amongst the Bani Israel and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will fight him. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep the mu'mineen and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep the believers dominant over the disbelievers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.